Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
Puke.
And Michelle.
Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's a SACL CAI toll-free line.
Is that free?
It is toll-free, yes. I mean,
wow.
It wasn't free to get or anything like that.
Well, obviously.
You know, we were talking about here before we went to the break and came to the top of the hour about new rules that they're implementing for farmers. That the idea that a farmer's...
They really don't have anything to do with farming.
Not the rules?
Yeah, the rule, I mean, it has to do with... implements of farming, but
right.
I mean
well, it's driving tractors, and I think it's driving tractors on the road. They haven't been very clear on that, but it makes the most sense.
Yeah, somehow I wouldn't be surprised that they, you know, the government probably wants to regulate the driving on the dirt as well.
Now usually when people use the term farmer, they kind of mean the person who owns the farm and is responsible for the farm, but it's also the farm hands. Anybody who would drive a tractor would need to have, over 800,000 people in the United States would need to have a CDL.
Right.
A CDL that would teach someone how to drive a semi and have nothing to do with tractors.
Right.
Would have to be required, and this is a federal rule, not a state stupid state proposal. This is a stupid federal proposal.
And what does it fall under? I mean, I suppose the Interstate Commerce Clause maybe is how they're able to.
This won't even be a law. It doesn't have to be constitutional. It's not even a law. It's a new rule proposed by the Federal Department of Transportation. So this is going to be voted on by your Congress critter.
Well, I wonder what
your
the rules.
Legislative slug up in Washington. This is going to be
slimy best.
This is just bureaucrats saying, this is a good idea.
Well, I wonder what sort of regulations there already are on driving tractors, because I know that they are required to have the little triangle reflective thingy on the back of them. I wonder if you have to have a normal driver's license to drive them on the road.
I believe you have to have an agricultural plate, which is a very cheap plate that you can get, but you have to have some level of inspection on the vehicle every year.
And you're certainly already not allowed to drive such a vehicle that only does, 25 or 30 miles an hour on the interstate or real highway. I mean, these are backcountry roads or country two-lane highways. It's a ridiculous proposal. But they're gonna make money on it. That's likely where it came from. And somebody is going to get some sweet political credit on it.
Absolutely the deal. Now, I'll finish up this story in just a second, but we've got Nick from Illinois calling in on this issue. Nick?
Yeah. Puke said something during this that set my brain off. He said, awesome, I like high-priced food. I listen to NPR a lot, and just the other day I heard a short program segment about whether or not farm subsidies are to blame for American obesity by making food too cheap. The conclusion they came to was that the net effect of American agricultural policy was to actually increase the price of food. But as I listened to it, I thought to myself, these guys are completely missing the point here, because in the process of coming to that conclusion, they listed a whole bunch of completely conflicting schizophrenic policies, ones that pay farmers to grow more corn and then others that pay farmers not to grow things. I think that one is a leftover from the New Deal's Agricultural Adjustment Act, 70 years ago, and it's still on
the
book.
Dust Bowl or something.
What was that?
I said from the era of the Dust Bowl 80 years ago or some such.
Yeah, it amazed me that these conflicts and the utter insanity of the agricultural policy system were not even addressed. The correspondent or whoever was telling the story just skipped right over it and kept a laser focus on answering that question of whether or not farm policy was to blame for obesity. It amazes me that these issues don't even get addressed at the national level through voting. I swear, the political system seems to almost be engineered to make sure that these problems never get addressed until they become unbearably burdensome.
Please,
elections
Nick,
only happen with what?
Please go to learnliberty.org/FTL and watch the Public Choice Why Politicians Don't Cut Spending video by Ben Powell. He explains exactly why this is. Exactly why people don't check these things, people don't care about it. They are not incentivized to do it.
Yeah.
That's what it all boils down to. It's amazing. It's stunning that people don't care, but people really don't care.
I wonder how many people just don't know.
That too.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's definitely, America, ignorance is bliss should be the tagline on the flag,
Yeah. We were talking about intellectual property earlier. I also heard an NPR program talking about patent trolls, and that's the name of companies that just buy up patents and then sue everyone for them.
Yes, that's a patent troll, yeah.
How many people actually even know about those?
Nobody who's not in the technology industry, really. I mean, that's not the kind of thing that they would approach, in their day-to-day lives. The guy who delivers the packages for UPS, why would he have to know that?
Yeah.
I bet they know who, what's that Jersey Shore show, Squiggly or whatever?
Yeah, it's Snooki.
Snooki. I bet they know who that is, though. Mm. We're all doomed.
Like the name. We're all doomed. Nick,
that's
thanks,
all I had to say.
Thanks for the
thanks.
Call. 855-450-FREE. It's a Sickle CAI call-in line. You can go over there to learnliberty.org/FTL and see that video, Public Choice, Why Politicians Don't Cut Spending. It has my friend Ben Powell in it. Gives a great explanation of it, and you'll finally understand why people are not plugged in, why people don't care what politicians do, and why politicians do it, and why people and why special interests are so powerful. So when you're over there, check out the Learn Liberty, the Liberty Academy. It's the links on the right-hand side of the page there. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education, economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. Let me go on with this article regarding the farmers and the proposed CDL license. It would be stifling to agriculture. This is Jason Fisher from Halifax County. He's the Extension Agent for Forestry and Natural Resources. So this is one of the local government bureaucrats saying, this is nuts.
I want to be an extension agent when I grow up.
For the producers here, we're looking to do things to help them to maintain their farms. CDL
wrong
would mean additional costs for the farmers. Scott Crowder, Halifax County Farm Bureau President, agrees with Fisher. I think this is absurd, he said. It's just more federal bureaucracy and another infringement on small business. Crowder said farm tractors and other machinery and county roads is a common sight in most rural areas. And this is true. I mean, even where I live, this is common. When you live in a rural community, seeing farm equipment on the road is just something that's part of life, he said. If this thing passes, it'll create more strain on small businesses, and that's what farmers are. It'll affect their bottom line. Call your congressmen and senators, he concluded.
And start growing food in your backyard.
It doesn't hurt. Absolutely. I think everybody right now should be looking at a victory garden, because I don't think this economy is going to pull out of this nosedive anytime soon. I don't hear answers coming from these politicians. There was a recent poll. People were talking about the economy. I don't have it sitting in here in front of me or anything like that. It would take me a while to find it. But basically, I think 33% said that Barack Obama inherited this problem. And I would agree with that statement. But that doesn't mean that he's absolved from responsibility for it. He's done nothing to fix it.
Well,
he's tried to fix it, but his plans don't work.
He inherited the fire, so just because he's pouring gasoline on it, that's, let's ignore that fact.
Or that sand, or something
not
that
doing
doesn't
anything
work.
Effect, yeah. Well, sand actually might work on a fire. But
if you put
if
enough
you smother
of
it, yes.
Well,
I'm constantly baffled, though, that people are still under the impression that the government is actually efficient at solving any problem whatsoever.
I think that the government could solve this problem if that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah, okay,
but they
so
can't
the,
because
the government
of their
needs to default on all its loans to start with.
I think that probably some of the first step would be to the government would be able to pay down its loans if it just cut spending by I think they're over by 40 something percent. Cut spending by 50%. Across the board, everybody who runs everything needs to cut by 50%. Bam, some plan like that. And at that point, they would at least be working on paying off all this government debt that they have. They could do it if they wanted to.
The budget was balanced back when Clinton was president.
It did, yeah, it did.
So it went from there to not being balanced.
Yep, and it's nowhere near balanced now that Obama's been in. Mm-hmm. And Bush too. Both of them responsible, mm-hmm. totally. So, yeah, indeed, there was a budget surplus. And what that means is for, I think it was 2 years or 1 year, they actually paid money against the debt. Put money towards the principal, kind of.
But Congress did vote in themselves pay raise.
No, they deserve a raise after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Free talk.
I'd give myself a raise.
Me too.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and Walking Liberty Halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
Now. More Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the SICL CAI toll-free line. If you smoke cigarettes, you know, they're not good for you.
They're delicious.
Yeah, well.
Sorry,
Boog. They're going to kill you. If you've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try, puke, you should.
I quit cigarettes.
Did you smoke cigars?
Yeah.
Are you inhaling them?
No.
No.
That's crazy.
No, yes or no.
No, as in no, you don't inhale cigars? That's insane.
So you used to smoke, but you're still getting nicotine, what, through your lips and stuff?
Oh, yeah. It's still absorbed through the nasal.
But not much.
Soft palate and stuff. Yeah, not as much.
Okay.
But if I were going to quit, I'd go into one of them e-cigarette things.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm surprised that you're able to go from smoking cigarettes to just pulling cigars into your mouth. I switched from cigarettes to cigars, and I inhaled those darn cigars.
Yeah, but I smoked one cigarette a day.
Oh, you didn't smoke one.
I was a weird cigarette smoker.
Gotcha.
I used to be also, and until a few months ago, I'd smoke like 2 to 4 cigarettes, and that was it every evening. But then I start partying with all y'all, and
oh yeah, pork. Yeah, when I did smoke cigarettes, Porkfest was the devil, because weeks or months after that, I would just be, because when you party, you smoke a lot more.
Right.
Porkfest is a lot of partying.
Yep.
For a lot of different people, that's for sure. Well, e-cigarettes, not near the problem. They're 22,000 times healthier.
And if someone would send me one of these, this guy here advertising, I believe, said that he would, I'd be happy to try it, and I'll let you know what I think.
I don't know. You'd have to talk to him. Didn't talk to me about it. Pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. And you can go over there and you get a free starter kit, purchase 40 cartomizers with the coupon code FTL. So when you get the starter kit, you have to use the coupon code FTL, add on the 40 cartomizers, and you'll get free shipping, because all orders over $60, free shipping, plus the free starter kit with the 40 cartomizers. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Or go to Vaporsmiths.com. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
You know what's crazy is the people that freak out over those e-cigarettes. Like, every once in a while you see a news story about somebody that uses one on an airplane, and it's just, all hell breaks loose because people think somebody's smoking a real cigarette, and the guy's like, no, it's just vapor. It's not a real cigarette. They're like, no, it looks like one. You can't do it.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
That is funny. You can smoke them just about anywhere, but every once in a while, I'd say airports and airplanes are probably the worst just because of the people and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I do believe that you could hold, don't quote me on this, I haven't tried it. I do believe you can hold the vapor in your mouth to the point that
it sort of dissipates.
And I suppose you'd get all the nicotine out of it that way. And then there's nothing to blow out.
Yeah.
So therefore,
but if it is just water vapor.
If somebody sees you, the disturbing part to people is the seeing something come out of your mouth, the smoke-like substance come out of your mouth. That's what really throws everything off.
For the good old days when everybody could smoke.
Well, I'm not sure. I personally would prefer not to be on an airplane where people are smoking.
Yeah, I know. That must have been awful. I'm watching the show Mad Men now. It's on Netflix, and it's a show about people in the 60s. And wow, everybody smoked, or
even
at least on that show.
In my first flight over to Europe in 85 or 89, 90, there was smoking, and I can still remember the smell of the Frenchman sitting next to me. He had not bathed in so long, but he had the cologne on, plus he was smoking the cigarette. And it was just like, oh, God.
It was an olfactory experience.
Speaking of flights, though, have you all heard of this man who consumed 8 alcoholic drinks on a flight from Portland to New York?
Oh, I know where this is going.
And
Portland.
Oregon.
Okay.
And pissed all over an 11-year-old girl?
I did.
On purpose?
He was drunk.
And he thought she was urinal?
I also heard a story about that there was a bat got loose on an airplane the other day.
Like a vampire bat kind of bat?
No, like a bat, a bat.
Baseball bat? Or
sorry.
A vampire
no,
bat.
No, a bat got loose and slithered about.
A bird.
Just a flappy bat
thing.
Mammal, flying mammal thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Apparently they cornered it in the bathroom, and then they actually turned the flight around and then came back and then shooed the... Once the guy or whoever got it shooed into the bathroom and they shut the door,
right.
Who cares?
Right.
Tape the door up.
Yeah. Get the stewardess to put some tape on it, say, this one's closed. When we get to Albuquerque, we'll open it and shoe them up then. Who cares?
But, were they concerned about... Oh, well, maybe the agriculture people were concerned that he was going to be bringing his stuff from one place to another, and then it was going to contaminate the farms.
Why can't anything fun like that happen to me when I'm on a flight? I just
I don't want that kind of fun thing happening to me, frankly. This kind of thing does happen. Sort of as the world gets smaller, people travel from place to place. The indigenous life is becoming polluted. There was a situation,
the
Nile perch I was watching, and they just ate up everything in Lake Victoria. They previously couldn't get there, but somebody said, let's put some Nile perch in Lake Victoria. It'll be a great idea, the government, of course. And it turns out it wasn't a great idea, and Nile perch had taken over, and they're this invasive species.
Well, that's like kudzu down south.
Yep.
I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Absolutely.
There's the guy that released a cat or something, or a couple cats on one of the Cook Islands or some crap, and the cat ate all the birds.
Yeah.
It does. It is a problem. But
pythons are getting loose in Florida and living there and stuff. I mean,
but aren't those just pets? Those are crazy rednecks with their.
Well, they were pets, and then these things grow up too big to keep.
But what would be more awesome than a croc or alligator and a giant boa constrictor fighting it to the death?
I believe that there's a video or a picture of that on the internet. What happened?
I'm sure there is.
And I think it looked like the boa constrictor came out a little better than the crocodile in that particular instance. Also, Oscars. Tropical fish. They're called Oscars.
Oh, okay.
They're,
I think
sort of ugly.
They're like the little fighter fish or something.
They don't really fight, but they eat things. So people consider them aggressive, but they're really a relatively calm. They're not a particularly aggressive carnivorous fish.
They're just hungry.
Yeah, they are very hungry, and people will have them in their fish tanks. Say, I don't want this anymore, but I don't want to kill it. So they'll toss it out in the water in Florida.
Yeah.
They live there, and they've grown into. Apparently, they're quite the fighters. Not so good tasting, as I understand it. But these things happen.
Yeah, people are stupid. I never understood that, and I can't, because growing up on a country road out in Arkansas, people would, instead of either taking pets they didn't want to a vet or killing them, they would drop them off in a sack at the end of our road. That's where I got all my childhood pets from, but I mean, it's just ridiculous.
That explains a lot about you.
But I mean, is it more cruel to kill an animal you don't want with a shotgun to the back of the head, or to let them starve slowly to death out in the woods?
I guess
the people look at it as though the animus is not on them, that the death happened somehow because a hawk got the kitten. But
you wouldn't want to do it, though. I mean, I understand where they're coming from. I wouldn't want to have to go kill the animal.
Have responsibility for your pets.
That's right.
They've got them spayed and neutered, as that old guy in some game show said a lot.
Yes, he did.
Bob Barker. Oh, there you go.
Price is right.
So I wanted to follow up on a story here. It looks like the Miami Beach Police Department has issued impressive new guidelines to its officers dealing with citizens who record them or may have recorded a crime. As of August the 1st, now the police have been issued a memo saying that, in fact, you can photograph the police in Miami Beach. So
may. Yeah, we always knew you could.
Yes.
Now you may.
You can, regardless.
Free Talk Live.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Shape,
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to this Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will at some point take over. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world. To find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Learn more about Bitcoins at weusecoins.org. Also, real quick, wanted to mention amp.freetalklive.com. We heard from Ian earlier in the show, and he's in jail for perhaps the next 90 days. The fact is that Free Talk Live does its advertising, marketing, promoting through the memberships of the AMP program. If you would like to get some perks like, podcasts that don't have commercials in them, the Amplifier call-in line, the Amplifier forum on the BBS, things like that, you can become a member of the become an Amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. We ask for $3 a month. It helps spread the word of Free Talk Live. Help us out in this this time when Ian is away, day three of his incarceration. And let's go to Shadow in Huntsville. Shadow, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What's going on?
Well, I wanted to make this thing right here. I was just telling the guy that the show that was on before y'all, this one guy called in, and he's talking about Greensboro, North Carolina, and that's something that just recently supposed to have happened, where they have one of what they call them these flash mob scenes, you know, with, like started in England and all that. But despite the fact that it happened, the media has a video of it to prove that it happened. All the local authorities are saying that it did not happen, you know.
Okay.
Now, that is really weird. I thought maybe you guys might want to look into that, too.
It's strange. So the media says it happens, the local authorities say, no, we had no flash mob.
Right, and everything. No, I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee. I went through both those riots up there. And I guarantee, and my car got hit 8 times with 8 bullet holes in it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I told my parents those were steel-eating termites, you know, but I don't think they saw it. But,
what's where was this? In North Carolina?
Nashville, Tennessee back then.
No, the green...
Greenville, North Carolina?
The flash
mob. The flash mob just recently. Yeah, that's Greensboro, North Carolina. A guy called instead. But
what would be the purpose of them denying that this flash mob occurred? Because isn't a flash mob simply an impromptu gathering of people? It's not really a riot or a protest or anything. It's just kind of an internet meme.
Well, this what he way he was describing it, and you know, it was definitely there was some violence that definitely took place.
That has been happening. I mean, in some cases, some flash mobs, you know, some people have used the flash mob meme, the technology,
yes,
for evil, and you know,
yeah, obviously people are going to do that. Right?
Happens. So
there's nothing that I can find on the internet about this.
Well, we'll look into it. Shadow, thanks for the call.
Okay,
appreciate it. Let's go to Danny in Buffalo, New York. Danny?
Hey, Mark, it's Danny Ladoni. How you been?
Good. Danny, you are the...
Danny Ladoni, how you doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, so, hey, I was on my way to Buffalo the other day, and I picked up Wednesday night's podcast, so I had some listening for the road, and I heard all the distressing news. You should rename the show Free Ian Live.
Free Ian Live? Gotcha.
Yep.
I don't think Mark's going to do that.
I just want to tell you a funny joke, a real-life experience joke I had to chew.
If it's not funny, though, then you have to accept a punishment of some sort.
Okay, all right, that's fair enough. I'm willing to wager on this one.
Okay.
So, all right, I'm teaching a group of kids about filmmaking in a wilderness nature camp. So we're doing a week of nature filmmaking. And these are 6 to 10-year-old kids. One of them is especially precocious, and he starts picking up on my mannerisms. And so I give him a phrase to learn, and the phrase is, do as I say, not as I do.
Okay.
I said, that phrase means you're a hypocrite. And so he repeats after me, do as I say, not as I do. It means hypocrite. So on the last day at camp, his dad comes to pick him up, and he's talking about all the things he learned. And I said, what was that phrase I taught you? He said, do as I say, not as I do. I said, that's right. And who says that? He says, a Democrat.
Well, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. I think that Democrats or politicians are probably no more hypocritical than the Republicans ones, but
certainly not.
It is funny. I'm sure that if his dad was a Republican, it was probably really enjoyed that.
There you go. All right, well, take care of yourselves, guys.
Before you go on, Danny, I would like to know what's going on with Playing Columbine. That's the movie you produced.
Oh, yeah.
The one in which I'm in this movie, and therefore I am 2 degrees from Kevin Bacon. Danny Ladone made me 2 degrees.
Here's the deal. I'm in Buffalo right now because I'm working on my next movie, but Playing Columbine, a true story of video game controversy, which you and Ian were in, is available on Netflix. It's also on iTunes. It's also on Amazon. So go to PlayingColumbine.com, and you can get the portal to any of those links, as well as DVDs. If you want to see Mark and Ian in a movie, this is the best way to do it.
Oh, I've seen him in a movie before.
I've got to say, I'm brilliant in it, too. Just brilliant.
Mark is pretty brilliant, you know?
If he does say so himself.
That's right.
He's a super genius.
Super genius. Thanks, Danny.
Yeah, man.
That's funny that he said that about the Democrat. When I was about 6 years old, and I went next door to have tea with Juanita Johnson. She was a rather fancy lady. It was the neighbor to my grandmother. And I wanted to be, you know, real grown up and sit there and drink my tea with my little pinky up or do whatever I was doing, you know. And
gotta have that pinky up.
Right now.
I don't know what the hell for, but yeah.
I find it's a very comfortable way to drink a drink.
Well, and have, you know, and I was trying to have, you know, adult conversation. So I asked her, now, Ms. Johnson, yes, call me Juanita, Michelle. Juanita, are you a Republican or a hypocrite? You know?
That's very funny.
Not intending to be funny, but that story got told, you know, for years.
I bet they did. How old were you?
6.
Let's go to Todd in Michigan. Todd, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Where's Ian at tonight? I just tuned in.
Ian is in jail. This is day 3 of his incarceration for standing in front of a police car, and he got obstructing government business or something like that. Got 90 days.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Well, I've always considered a little bit of civil disobedience as somewhat of a fasting type of situation. Anyways, I wanted to talk about how Rand Paul has been totally dissed by the Iowa caucus with the rest of the so-called conservative talk show.
Are we talking about Rand Paul or Ron Paul?
No, Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, okay.
I thought he stole the show. Well, him and Newt Gingrich, but I truly thought that when it came to being a true libertarian, he pretty much stole the show. But
yeah, I thought he did really good in the debate. I watched it, and the foreign policy stuff that he does. You know, the rest of them are befuddled and they don't know how to respond.
I thought so too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that Michelle Bachmann. The one that has all the foster kids that's actually turned it into a business.
Into a what?
She has like 75 foster kids.
Is that so? I thought it was 6.
No, I don't know.
It's all from, right.
Anyways, she has a bunch.
Okay.
And she's pretty much used that as reason as a way to rebuild the government for taking care of those kids. I mean, a true conservative would be able to feed those kids on their own. They wouldn't overextend themselves and expect a handout from the government.
Well, if they're foster kids, then a foster kid is a situation where the government has taken the child from someone else, and they're sort of supposedly temporarily in the care of the government, and somebody takes care of them. And, to me, if in that circumstance, I'm not saying I support what the government does in these circumstances, but I'm saying that if they get a check to take care of somebody's kid, as long as they're doing a good job, I think that they're a good person. I don't think they should be making money off of it as a,
I object to the state having custody or having ownership of your kids and granting custody.
Todd, we'll talk to you in just a second. Hold the line, if you would. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, the Sickle CAI line.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. This is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the show about your calls. We know you're going to do some shopping online. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. There you can link to Amazon, our Amazon link. You can go through there, purchase all the things that Amazon has. Just has just about everything, categories of just about every area of your life. And Free Talk Live gets a little bit, and we could use it. Shop.freetalklive.com. We were talking to Todd in Michigan. Todd, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So recap briefly. We were talking about what went on in the presidential debate. You said Michelle Bachmann has a bunch of foster kids. And what was your point on that?
Well, I feel that any type of war to the state is, It's somewhat of like an indentured servitude.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I wanted to pull up the Michigan Campaign for Liberty.
No problem.
I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in Manchester on August 27th. It's a great big huge meeting going on right there. Any of the libertarians that are listening to this show in Michigan are more than welcome to show up to that.
But, you do like that campaign and voting thing, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Michelle's going to rake you over the coals over it.
It's damn exciting stuff.
Hey, look, you know, the fact is the political process, lots of people are paying attention
to it. Please don't say that it worked.
I'm glad that Ron Paul is in there. I'm glad he's talking about libertarian-oriented stuff. If you would have watched that debate, you would have been happy with a lot of the stuff that Ron said. He's representing.
Yep.
And he didn't fart on TV like the other candidate.
Oh, wait, I can't.
His kid is not far behind.
Yes.
Rand Paul?
I'm sorry, sweetie. Absolutely. You and I both know that within probably 4 to 6 years, he's going to have a better chance at that at the presidential election.
I don't like Rand Paul as a politician. I liked him in person.
I didn't like that Rand wasn't as good at articulating the message of liberty, and I don't feel he felt as free to do so.
No, you too. About when he went after that EPA administrator about the light bulbs.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's great. I mean, he's done some great stuff. There's lots of good stuff that conservatives do out there too. He marketed himself as a conservative rather than standing up for principle like his dad did.
Mainstream conservatives are warmongers. They like their wars.
Sure they are. I'm just saying that that's what he represented himself too close to that for my taste. I prefer to have a libertarian pretending to be a conservative or a conservative that will lean more libertarian, but I don't feel that I got the true libertarian representation that his father will give. That's all I've got to say about it. I think it's great that he's in there. He sure beats the heck out of the other guy.
All men mellow with age.
All right.
Do women, because I'm waiting.
See you guys. You have a good night.
Thanks a lot.
So you want some good times? Go look up Barney Frank Fartzell on live TV. Apparently, he was talking with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, and it was likely the most poignant thing he said all night.
Justin in Hamline, West Virginia. Oh. Justin, you there?
I am here.
What's up?
I was calling to, pretty much compare Ian to Winston Churchill as far as their beliefs and how they stand by them.
Ouch.
And they love top hats.
Okay. I'd love to hear the...
Okay, it's 1940, England, obviously. But Winston Churchill stood by his beliefs, even with Hitler's Blitzkrieg going through there and pretty much demolishing London. And Ian, obviously he's taking a 90-day sentence for what he believes in. We need more leaders like that. That's what I'm saying.
Why wouldn't you compare him to Thoreau instead of Winston Churchill?
Well, because we're not on a show 2 days ago. Because I tried to get through on that fact, a couple of days ago, and I didn't, obviously.
Well, one thing's for certain. I don't know how much Winston Churchill stood by his convictions. I've studied the guy a little bit. I know a little bit about him, but Ian certainly stands by what he has to say. And
you guys are talking about civil disobedience, right?
Yep.
I wrote a a very extensive piece on that in high school.
How was it accepted?
Not very well. Not very well. I actually had an English teacher who wrote for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, and he did not like that very much at all.
He didn't like the idea of civil disobedience, your avocation of it? Is that basically...
No, he was a big government guy. Okay. I don't know who... screw him. Yeah, pretty much. He gave me a bad grade. I'm actually a commercial driver now. And
oh.
Oh, so you could also be a farmer.
I am a farmer. Actually, Mark, you remember the hotbed?
Yep.
That was me.
I don't like you comparing him to Churchill for no other reason other than the photo and the implications of the photo that we're taken in 45 of Churchill with FDR and Stalin when they, the three of them decided how they were going to carve up Europe and Eurasia and everything.
They're just three pals, Gallifantin.
I'm no fan of Roosevelt or Stalin. I'm clearly a statist guy.
All right, Justin, let's move on here and talk to Captain Ned. Captain Ned,
you're on here. Hey, gang, how you doing?
Absolutely capital, sir.
Good, good. Hey, Mark, the show is flowing, man. You're getting it.
Thank you.
Sounded good. Hey, I was going to touch on Red China's naval ambitions, but I...
Touch on Red China's naval. You go right ahead.
Talk about the...
No, you don't want me to get... There's not enough time. But anyway, I just want to talk about Ian, okay?
Long Beach... giving China the Long Beach Pier and all the rights to it and everything is so much more interesting than Ian at this point. Please, enlighten us.
No, man, it's
your show, Ned. Talk about what you want to talk about.
It's all bad. But anyway, I think that, I first of all, I hope Tebow will go visit Ian, Tebow, he's in a cage. He can't lunge at you or anything. Just go see him, look at him, talk to him a little bit.
I can't imagine Tebow going to see...
Tebow wouldn't even let me give him a hug the other day, all right?
Well, you guys got to keep working on him, man. Just break him down a little bit.
I was kidding with him a little bit, and he did tell a few little... He kidded with me a little bit.
Start with the donuts, man. I could train a wild hog with giving enough time and donuts.
So it probably wasn't a good idea for me to tell Officer Sargent that he was obese and that the fact that he had a button missing from the front of his shirt meant that he was dressed slovenly.
Yeah, I think.
Well, you're just a concerned citizen, Michelle. But anyway, I think what Ian could really start doing is giving instructional classes to the fellow inmates. I mean, up in New Hampshire, I'm sure there's not a lot of gang-on-gang activity. Those guys got to be pretty bored. You could start, informing them on their search and seizure rights. the Bill of Rights. I think that might get him sprung quick if he starts getting those guys, you know, going to classes with him and, you know.
No, they'll put him in solitary, yeah.
No, I think that he should absolutely do this, is, you know, spend his time educating inmates on, you know, what their rights are under the law and things
absolutely.
Like that.
How to make a shiv.
I don't think he'd be in there that long. He's not in solitary, is he?
No, he's out in the open population.
I thought somebody said something about solitary. But
he would go to solitary if he was causing a disturbance.
Oh, no, they can't do that. He'd just have to file some petitions then to the court, you know? Hey, do you know, just one more thing. Do you know if Ian was able to strike any jurors from that pool?
He did strike some government workers that he found out about, so he was able to do that.
Just one lady got mouthy and he backhanded her good.
Well, good, because that jury selection, that's very important. That's what a really good attorney would do. But just my final thought is, like in Jaws, you know, when you're chumming for sharks, sometimes you end up needing a bigger boat, and I think you guys need a constitutional attorney, man. You're getting to that point where... They come in handy. To go in open court is like trying to pull a
all right.
Drive.
Donate $10,000 and I'll get you your constitutional attorney.
I think there's guys that do pro bono work. There's a lot
of attorneys. No one in this economy is doing pro bono work.
They're not chasing us around.
Not on that level.
I don't know. Well, I think you could get somebody, you know, some old ponytailed, gray-haired, you know, civil rights guy to get in there and do a little work.
They've done a little, but basically there are attorneys that'll do a little work, but they, you know, a lot of them want to get paid, and no one's chasing us around.
You know, like I said, there's very few attorneys have been in open court. It's amazing when you really ask them, you know. And I think some of these younger guys, you know, there's a lot of starving attorneys. Let them get in there and work.
They have $200,000 in college tuition debt. They're not doing anything for free.
Michelle, they need a chance to get in there and work out on these locals. And I was going to say yokels, but, you know. Let them do it. You know, give them a chance. Let them fight these tickets, all that stuff.
We haven't said no to anyone.
We're not telling them no. They don't exist.
Ned, thanks for calling in. Well, that's the show. Free Talk Live, day 3 of Ian's incarceration. We're going to keep it running here. Keep it live for
you. Keep the light on for you.
We'll keep the light on for you. Free Talk Live.
Good night.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.